Hi, everyone. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Okay, it really wasn't any better than the first time.
It wasn't any better. Well, because now I'm trying not to laugh.
It's okay.
We had to do round two because we did it, but we weren't live.
We did. We tried to go, but we weren't live. But now we're live.
We're here.
And I really want to start like they do like Saturday Night Live. Like, it's Wednesday night. But, you know, people listen to this on other days of the week. They don't always listen as we're doing it.
That's okay. True. Yeah, but people don't always watch Saturday Night Live on Saturday night anymore.
This is true.
Yep.
I like to
now,
watch
when
it.
We were growing up, you had to watch it on Saturday night, and there were no reruns like during the week, and there was no like way to watch it except on Saturday night.
True story. Amanda and I were talking earlier. It's been a week.
It's been a week, and I'm losing my voice. So sorry.
That's apparently. Okay.
It's only Wednesday.
We're gonna be fine. This book, I feel like, so Amanda, you really had a heavy hand this month in our book picks.
I did. Yes.
Which is great because I was just telling these guys the other day, Mike sent me a TikTok of a honey badger going after an elephant. Like, it would not back off. Like, it was after it. And I just kept thinking of that Shelley Lauriston book that we read. And I'm like, them honey badgers, they don't pump shit.
They do not care.
Funny.
Yeah.
And I think about that book all the time, and I'm really going to have to read the next in the series. And that's so, I think that's one of the things I love about doing these review episodes when we do get community feedback, but also like, Amanda, you get to pick books that you're like, I need you to read these.
Yeah, I need somebody to read it. Yeah.
Because I can't stop thinking about honey badgers and panda shifters.
You'll never look at pandas the same way.
I won't. But, you know, you guys opened my eyes to reading stuff that, you know, 5 years ago was not on my radar.
Well, we had that conversation, too, about how our lines are very different. They're very fluid. Because, like, I had hard no's, like, even, like, 2 years ago. But some of those hard no's are not knows at all.
No.
Yeah, I think we're all reading lots of stuff we didn't read before.
We are.
Does that mean we're like growing as readers? Like we're evolving?
I think we just give less fucks.
Is that what it is?
True.
I'm noticing my backdrop, the girl child changed my bookshelves yesterday, Monday, was it?
It was Monday and she was insane.
She was nuts. But like, so things are weird and I'm like, what book is that? Anyway, distracted.
I still am in like prison.
You're in prison.
Oh, but Michael was emptying the room that is going to be the office, so now we have like more piles in the bedroom, but he is making progress of emptying the room.
Exciting. Yay. But when Leah signed on tonight before we went live, she was all like shaded in red, and Amanda's like, are you in the red room? Was that the purpose of moving, is you guys are going to get a red room? Yeah, it is Kinktober. I did learn that today.
Kinktober. Oh, I did not know this.
It's Kinktober. It's where people that live kinky lifestyles celebrate their choices in October.
I mean, don't you kind of celebrate your choices every month?
Maybe you're just a little more out loud and proud in October about it.
Maybe.
So
it's good to know.
That's fun.
Are you going to make a celebratory announcement tomorrow on your socials, Leah?
No. Because while I like to read kinks, can't really say I have a lot. I just like to read about them.
My kink is reading about the other people's kinks.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. So I was saying, gosh, we are off on it already tonight.
I don't know why we even acknowledged that we went off topic, because it's expected at this point.
There was a suggestion from Karen in the Discord that she would like us to just do a tangent episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like we come unscripted with not exactly a topic and just see where things take us.
That could be scary.
Yeah, they've never sat on one of our Friday meetings. They have no idea what they're in for.
Like that's the thing. Like I think about our phone calls and our work meetings, and I'm like,
Even the random text messages that we have sometimes.
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
It's like the Wild Wild West,
really
but
is. I think they would
contained.
like it, actually.
You think they would
That's
like
true.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
Yeah,
bring
but
the.
you figure when Lindsay goes feral, they really enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is true. I enjoy it when Lindsay goes feral.
I mean, who
100%.
doesn't?
Yeah.
But
Okay, so as I was saying, Amanda really had a heavy hand in this month's picks. But this one was mine because I read book one in this series last year and I loved it. It was the perfect fall cozy, witchy romance, and I really, really enjoyed it. And so I kind of said we're reading this book this month.
Also, can I just say I was like looking for the orange like paper like edition of this to buy. Not that I have any business buying books, but I couldn't find
So I
it.
asked Allie, they
Okay.
haven't printed them yet. It's going to be
Oh.
red. They'll have them. There was a delay.
Okay.
So she'll have them right after,
Well, but I
like,
wanted to get book one also, and I
oh, I do
didn't
have book
see
one.
it, but.
I'll message Allie and I'll ask her. She did say that they would have the special editions with the gold leafing to match the original. They'll have them in their TikTok shop November,
Okay.
I think.
All
So,
right. Yeah, because I need more books.
well, I have mine right up there. See, right there. With the edges turned out with the leaf pages, and the pages are orange. It's gorgeous.
It is really pretty.
They are pretty books.
And it's really interesting because Allie Mulford, who is one of the authors of this, she's actually a known YA fantasy, an adult fantasy writer. That's what she's known for. She publishes with a traditional publisher, and it's for her fantasy, not this. This is her fun project. And then she has a rom-com zookeeper series that she writes with
Oh,
Ellie.
fun.
how did we miss that?
I don't know, but I think we're gonna have to add it. Anyway, so we are going to spoil this. Who wants to give us all the details?
I'll let Leah do it since I'm having trouble talking.
Okay.
So, things to know before we start. It is Curses and Cold Brew. This is book two in the Maple Hollow series. It is by Allie K. Mulford and K.L. Morrison. It was released September 2nd, 2025. The tropes and themes are Grumpy Sunshine, Enemies to Lovers, Forbidden Romance, Love at First Look, Long-Term Pining. It's a slow burn with some explosive chemistry. It is small town with magical realism. I love this town so much, by the way. And the opposites attract. It is told in first person, dual point of view. If you do the audiobook, which I finished the audio today, and I 1000% recommend this. It
So
was
good.
Bridget Bordeaux and Andrea May. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. You can find it in KU, and it is Whisper Synced as well.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's Audible exclusive. It might be. I didn't look to see who the publisher was
Yeah,
on
I
it.
didn't think to look,
So her
but
Zookeeper series is called the Prickle Island Zoo Books, and they're only written by Allie, and she has. Four, book five comes out in January. Crocodile Tears, Party Animal.
oh,
Anyway, we might have to look at some zoo books.
yeah, we will.
Sounds fun.
Oh, the audio is on Kobo, so
Okay.
it's available multiple places. Okay, so this was not my first Allie and KL.
It is mine.
In mine.
So overall thoughts? Just like
That was really cute. Like, cute, like, cozy, like, fun paranormal.
It was a fun, easy read.
It,
Yeah,
it's a
very
palate
fast read.
cleanser. It's a fast read. I
Yeah.
don't, how many pages is it? 300
Two,
pages?
no, it was like 242 or something like that.
So page-wise, it was quick and easy. I think one of the things I like is the way that they pace a book. It just reads really fast. It's very digestible. You, these characters are solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have any complaints. Like sometimes you get a short book and you're like, "Ooh, I wish we had had just a little more," or the connection was too fast. I don't think we had any of that in this book.
No, and coming in on book two, like I wasn't lost. I didn't need to read book one. Like I felt very comfortable with the way that like the past like characters were introduced with the relationship. So yeah, I really enjoyed their character development, like the strength of the characters and the way like the characters' growth was. Like a lot of growth wasn't necessary with the way the book played out, but there still was some.
Amanda, did you have different thoughts?
No, I mean, I wish I had had time to read the first book only because, you can see like that several things happened. I didn't feel lost at all though. I just kind of maybe wish like I had had the
Like
backstory, but that's
the
just for me,
nuance.
like that's just for me liking to read things in order. I don't feel like I was missing anything. So.
And I don't think I've watched Practical Magic probably since I had cable vision. So probably 20 years of not having seen Practical Magic. But I do feel like this is similar vibes. It's kind of like Practical Magic meets Gilmore Girls a little bit. It just, and I think that that's one of the things too. It kind of played out like a TV episode.
It does, yeah, I think so.
I would watch it.
I absolutely, so, and because this goes into Sunday, this coming Sunday, we're going to talk about the cozy version of spooky books, right? That's what we're going to talk about on Sunday. I feel like this is a really good example of what we say when we want a cozy read. It's that soft, comfortable, soft pant, fluffy blanket kind of read.
Pajamas.
Like this is one of those ones like you can just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy. Like you don't, there's not a lot of angst. There's not a lot of emotional upheaval. That's not to say that the book isn't emotional at all, but it's just very calming.
Well, and I'm curious for you, Amanda, because in my opinion, I feel that the way these two write together, it's a very sensory forward writing. And, we get the pumpkin spice, we get the cider, we get the lattes, the cozy food imagery.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I want those freaking donuts.
Yeah, it's like
Like
the
every
whole
time they
bakery.
talked about those damn donuts, I was like, I really needed like that donut right now.
Girl, it reminds me a lot of Lainey Hatcher's books.
Oh,
Yes.
absolutely. That's yes. The girl child brought home, they are making a pumpkin spice cheesecake. You remember the strawberry cheesecake donuts we had this summer?
Oh,
They're
those were
making a
real good.
pumpkin cheesecake donut.
But you don't like
Yummy.
pumpkin stuff.
I don't, but it was pretty stinking delicious
Really?
with
It
the
wasn't
cream
real
cheese
nutmeggy, was
frosting.
it?
I don't like nutmeg. Isn't that funny you know that about me? I
I
complain
know
about it a
probably
lot.
way more about you than I probably should. Just saying. But no, like that's I it definitely had that food forward and I love that. But I will say in the audiobook, this is like as I'm going off on a different way. So in the audiobook, in the book, there's these characters who are like pumpkin heads. But in the audiobook, the dude's voice is muffled and I loved it.
Oh,
Like
like he's,
purposely, like he's
yeah.
talk because he's talking through the pumpkin.
Oh my
That's so
gosh.
fun.
I missed
Yeah,
that.
he's muffled. And the first time I was like he talked, I was like, why is the sound so bad? But then as like I actually was paying attention like closer, like I went back and I re-listened because I was like, oh man, this is gonna be like not okay. But he is the one who likes to carry his head around. And so at one point he sets it down and like puts his arms on it and rests his body on
That was a
his
great
pumpkin
scene.
head.
That was a
When he
great
uses
scene.
it to take people out.
He does, but I love the way that they did that in the book because it created this whole new dynamic to that character and the way like he's presented. I thought it was a really perfect choice.
So this is Sapphic. It is a witch versus a demon.
Yes.
Which this is my second ever demon book. Because we had the one last
Oh,
week.
yeah, that's true.
I haven't read a lot of demon.
I've read a couple.
I don't know.
Nothing like this one, though.
Yeah.
It was
I don't
just,
tend to
she's a
read
demon.
cozy.
She's a demon who knits.
She is a demon who knits. You don't read cozy, Amanda, but you liked this book.
Yeah, no, it's not that it's just I tend to a little more bonkers or.
You read cozy, just not paranormal cozy.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I just tend to read like more bonkers or violent paranormal.
So, well, this is true story. Honey Badger's example. The forbidden romance piece was the coven rule of no dating demons. I was a little like, this coven has rules. I like these people. I like rules.
But then
Didn't
it's kind
know.
of like, and then they just kind of are like, oh no, it's fine. Like at the end, I was like, oh, okay.
They're just
The rules are merely
suggestions.
guidelines.
They're like, oh, she's one of us now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
What did we think of the chemistry on this book? I thought it was great for such a slow burn.
Yeah.
I thought that like the attraction was there, the way the banter plays out, it just layers on top of that chemistry.
Yeah, and they had the little bit of backstory too with, the bargain and, everything. So I thought that worked really well.
Yeah. Well, and it really tied in like with the way the story played out because like, that was one of the like big like moments of the book is because like since she has the sigil on her and it's like what's gonna happen. Like I thought that was a really good tie in the story as a whole.
So this is absolutely a kind of found family, which I know is
Oh,
one that
yeah.
you really like, Amanda. What did you think of this tight-knit found family community? Like, are you moving to Maple Hollow?
Oh yeah, it's great. I loved it. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of like a paranormal like Lainey Hatcher. Like it's very cozy. It's very like they're all kind of tied in. I love the bakery, the vampire knitting circle, like,
I
the
was
whole
dying
like
at the vampire knitting circle.
and they have the Halloween festival and, they're letting actual like humans come in and pretending like they're
And the ghosts
well
are the worst gossipers in the entire
yeah
world.
well and I like the way because like the town is a very big tourist town but they are always like talking it's like everybody thinks we're making a movie because like they're very open and they're talking like they don't hide anything and so it's like this it's like a movie set 24/7 like when it's really touristy which I thought was really funny.
So we have Iris Stonewood and then Ramona Henry. Did you kind of have a favorite between the two of them? Like, was one more dynamic for you than the other?
If I had to pick one, probably Iris because she surprised me a little bit because she seems like this just kind of like,
Airhead.
she doesn't have it's just like low key kind of personality, but then like when it comes down to it and she's really like, I didn't need you to save me. Like I've got this. Like
Yeah.
I've been here waiting on you for 45 minutes, which I thought was great,
I thought that was so
So
funny.
I did, I mean, I loved Ramona, but if I had to pick one, I would probably pick Iris.
Well, I like that she was confident but emotionally cautious. Like, we don't always get that. And especially in a situation like this where she could have been a little damsel in distress-ish, she is confident in her choices and what she does. And,
Well, in herself too, because like anytime like she came across like a really handsome male of any sort, she's like, I'm as straight as a zigzag line. But I can like get on with that. Like
Yeah,
it was just
the
so
new
fun.
guy, Dean.
Yes,
Yeah.
Dean, who's like a Frankenstein
Green.
monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's just out in the open in front of people. They're
Well,
just
and
like they
like
just all think it's Halloween stuff.
if the
Yeah.
lady at the baker, he's at the bakery or wherever he works, I can't remember, but like when she's like, yeah, what are you doing after this? And you can take your stage makeup off. And he was like, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, Dean. So, Leah, what were your thoughts on Ramona? So she's kind of stoic, suit-wearing demon.
She's kind of like, she likes her fancy clothes and things like that. And Iris like wears lots of patterns and she does not like the patterns, hence the knitting her the sweater. I liked Ramona, and I think that she was one of those like characters who she had this persona that she had to really like wanted to like put forth, but she was actually a lot more layered than we realized. And like she's like, I'm a demon. This is how I'm supposed to act. And so she like she didn't want to give in to the feelings that she was having for Iris. And I think that was the driving force for the deal and like having the date be part of like a whole sigil thing, because it's like she could get away with making the move without being like tied into her feelings.
Yeah. She's pretty broody. She has a pretty
Yes.
sharp tongue.
I like those things about her.
Pretty sarcastic, sassy
Yes.
lady.
She's a sassy lady.
She's like a grandma at home. Like, you
Yeah.
know, she like
She
knits and
has my hobbies.
she has like this perfect like fancy show house and like, you know, she's like a rich grandma at home. I love it. I don't know.
That's like so when they were at the house because Iris was in trouble and like she's like, we have to do three pumpkins. They have to be in sets of threes. It's like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you?
I appreciated the nod to things being in their place.
She definitely did have very set. You almost wonder if this is a little autistic coded as a character.
Or even just like a little OCD coded
Yeah,
or
I
yeah.
would say more OCD
She's a little
coded than anything.
spicy. She's a little
Well, but then she
spicy.
has like her drawer of like fun and like
Oh
when they
yeah.
go to her bedroom.
But the uniform of clothing. I mean, we don't know anyone like that. Not a thing.
I live in the homeless chic.
Yeah, I mean, maybe once upon a time when I had to go to an office, but not in a long time.
You
What was I going to
lost your
say?
space.
I really did. People are
You
moving
need to
around.
start like making check marks, like
I
crossing things
have
out as
lists. Like, I
well, I know, but you
made
need
a
to mark
full
things off so like you know that we
breakdown.
already talked about it. Or I mean, our man and I could even just look at the doc, but that would be
I have the doc open.
I closed mine.
Okay, did the nicknames that Ramona repeated, Little Witch, Red, did they bug you, Amanda? Because that was, as I was going through, I'm like, she's either gonna like this or
No, I
not.
mean, I don't think it was excessive. And the way she said it, it wasn't just like out of context. It was kind of like in a teasing manner, or, you know, they had a lot of good banter going on. So I think it worked. I don't always love red. Like if it's just, you know, somebody just has red hair, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? But like, it didn't annoy me at all. Like it was all like done well.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. It wasn't overdone. It wasn't every time she talked to her or talked about her. Like she referred to her as Iris, like quite a bit throughout the book.
Did you feel like their actions were immature at all? As I was looking through different reviews, that was something that had come up that they felt particularly Iris. She was like lust focus versus actual emotional growth. I didn't read her like that.
I
I
didn't
didn't
either.
feel like they were
No.
immature or lacked development.
I mean, I feel like there's some of the lust there, but it was more of a she didn't understand like where her feelings were, and because like as you read her character, she hasn't really had a lot of relationships. Like she just like does one night stands and things like that, and like she talks about how she just really needs to get laid. And so I think like the lust side comes from that, but I did not think that she came across as immature at all.
Yeah, Stacy says she felt that more in Harlow's book, which was book one.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the mystery. I think that it added a lot of intrigue without being too dark. Like sometimes when you are reading cozy and they add in a mystery like that,
Yep.
it can tip it over from cozy. It loses some of that soft, warm feeling. I feel like it was really well balanced in this book.
Well, I think the fact that she was a demon who took souls like for a living, like you had to kind of have that dark aspect to this story without it being dark at
Yeah.
all.
What did you think, Amanda?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it tipped it too far into anything. It stayed fairly light, and I think the fact that that Esme kind of tied back into her past, so it was like introducing someone who's no longer a part of the town, so you don't feel like you're getting that sinister aspect from someone in the town. Like, I know her friend was like cursed or whatever, but she was cursed, like, because I was kind of like wondering about her from the get-go. I was like, I feel like something's going on here, but I liked the fact that it was that she was cursed and it didn't end up being her friend that was like this, dark thing happening within the town. So I
Well,
think that kept it cozy.
and it really like rallies the town too, because like at the knitting circle, they talk about how they kicked her out of the town because of some of the choices that were made. And then like when everything comes to a head, the town comes together to help defeat her.
I liked it. I really like Allie and Ellie. I think
I
that
like their writing style a lot.
I am gonna check out those zoo books because I knew that she wrote them. So Allie is an expat that moved from the States to New Zealand, where her husband is from, and they now live in New Zealand. And she did this whole like quirky khaki outfit thing over on TikTok, and she talked about how she was gonna write like a zookeeper, and then I lost it in my radar. And then, is there anything else about this book that we need to talk about? It's so short.
Yeah,
It's
it's
really
I looked, it
sh
was two it's 284 pages, so
Oh,
I did look
84.
just to make sure, but I don't know. I think we kind of hit everything. I'm looking really quick to make sure I didn't make any other like note. I'm very excited about like the next book
The
that they
Lichen,
teased, I think. So,
Next
yeah.
fall.
Is it next fall? Okay.
Oh, she
It's
used to
sep
be
no, it's
as
se it's September 2026, because I was looking today because I was like, oh man, I really need
That's
that
next
book.
fall.
Yeah, it is
Yeah, that
next.
is fall.
Shut
Stacy says she used to be a zoo keeper too, I think. Most of those are queer
Oh,
also.
that's fun.
Interesting.
And I think that was one of the other things I loved about this book. I know that Allie identifies as queer herself. You could feel the own voice. Like, there was a love and acceptance of being queer, and this town is accepting of queer. And it wasn't just written for, it wasn't
There's
just,
no posturing. Like it
no.
felt very authentic in the way that it was presented. And it wasn't like their, but their queerness wasn't like a character trait. It was just part of their
Yeah.
character.
I don't know. I really thought that this was like funny, perfect amount of found family. I would love to spend Halloween in Maple
Oh, yeah.
Hollow. Like,
And eat those freaking donuts.
and Leah needs donuts.
Right.
I just thought it was funny. She only made like how many like per day, and once they were gone, they were gone. So if you didn't get there
Yeah.
early enough,
Like, are you camping out, like getting old school concert tickets in front of the bakery?
pretty much that's the way it came across.
Yeah. So for make-believe donuts, Leah is getting
I will
her
camp
camp chair
out.
and sitting outside a
So
bakery.
in my town, there used to be a like mom and pop donut shop. They had the best freaking donuts and bear claws. And I'm not a donut person. Like I will take it or leave it, but they had great donuts and amazing bear claws, but they closed down. And I have not had the same, well, the ones that Sid brings home, those are pretty good. But like there's no good donut places around here anymore.
I love a donut. I mean, my kid working at the donut shop is not great for the diabetes. That's all I'm saying. But she comes home like on Sundays. She's like, we had cherry fritters, so I put some extra cream cheese frosting on them. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
And
I would be in so much trouble.
they
I know,
have.
it's why I'm happy that I'm here and not there, because I would eat that shit all the time.
And the cake donut, so it's like apple cider cake donut time, and they have like a pumpkin donut, and they're just Sign me up. Also, in case you wanted to know, Ollie loves a donut. He will like he would go with you for free if you have a donut. Like
How is Stanley in the donuts?
he's only had them once or twice. He's not Stanley's still learning his ways. He needs to learn to sleep on his dad's side of the bed. That's what he needs to do. I have listened to, I should say, I have listened to this half eyeball Reddit. I thought the audiobook was exceptional. I love Bridget Bordeaux. I had never heard Adria May.
Yeah, it's, I think it's Andrea, but
Andrea.
there's an N in there.
I hadn't heard her narration, but it was exceptional.
Well, and I thought that the narration choices fit the characters really good because
Agree.
Ramona's voice was a little gruffer, a little like more, it was a lower cadence, like a lower tone. And I thought that like the way that the characters came across, like it fit really well.
I just love that we got a sapphic book with two narrators, is what I loved more than anything. Because sometimes we get a sapphic book and it's just one narrator, and they do a fine job, but I really enjoyed that this
That
was,
dual, like the
that we got this
dual point of
duel.
view,
Because, more than ever, we need to treat sapphic exactly as you treat male male
contemporary,
or male female. So, okay, thumbs up, thumbs down time. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
It's a thumbs up. Like I will go back and read book one, and I'm very excited for book two, and I or book three, and I'm betting there's a book four because her friend and Eloise.
I think I told you to read this book last year. Did
You
I?
did, and
Did I tell you to do that?
I do have it on my Kindle, but that does not mean anything.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I am also very excited for book three. I did buy book one when you said to. I just,
Again, it's on our
life has life. I
Kindles.
did physically actually, I actually bought it, so
Oh, you
it's
bought the
there.
like orange pages with the.
No, the
No,
Kindle
the Kindle,
version.
the
But
ebook.
yeah, but I didn't yeah, I just haven't read it yet.
Jenny asked if I stopped because it was duet.
It's not
And
in duet, though.
it's
It's
not. It's
dual.
dual. It's not duet. No, I stopped because I'm pretty certain I'm getting an ear infection. So I
Oh
needed
no.
to like I needed to take a break from headphones. It's fine. Okay. This was a thumbs up for me. I've been screaming about book one for a year now. I'm glad people read book two. It's 2025. We're in our sapphic journey.
We are.
We'll probably carry it through 2026.
I'm sure that we will with the
Um,
books.
if people liked this book, what book should they also check out?
That's a really good question because I forgot to answer
I did.
Okay, what do you got, Amanda?
I had so this same, I think it was this September as well, is No Charm Done by Tori Ann Martin. It is also sapphic. It's witches. It's a little more YA, but it's a small town. They are also like enemies to lovers. It has a lot of the same, feelings or whatever, but it is YA. And then the other one that I had was Dealing with a Desperate Demon by Charlotte Stein. That's book two in her paranormal series. It's also a very fun, cozy small town. He's a demon, she's a witch. It's got a lot of that forbidden kind of longing going on as well. So I think both of those would work if you like this one.
So I think you read her latest release, Oralee Wallace.
Yes,
In the Company of Witches.
I did. There is no romance in book one. She is getting, it is very cozy. That is very practical magic feeling. Aside from there not being romance, they're sisters. I think there's going to be a little romance in book two, but she's getting kind of out of a relationship in book one. But it is very good. I like that a lot.
I also felt like A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon by Sarah Hawley is a good comp. The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches by Sangu Mandana.
Yeah, that one looks good.
It's a modern cozy witch romance. It's a little lighter on the romance. The magic is what I would call gentle magic versus magic realism or practical magic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lots of found family and a softer yearning. Not as much pining as we had in this book. Let's see here. What else do I have? A Restless Truth by Freya Marski. It's a sapphic historical with magical intrigue, witty banter, and soft adventure.
Stacy has January Bell's Wild Oak Woods in the chat.
Another one is Small Town Big Magic by Hazel Beck. It's witchy small town energy with romance, humor, found family. It is male, female. And then The Devil She Knows by Alexandra Belfleur. It comes out.
That's the new one.
It comes out next week. Next week.
Okay.
The Cosmic Love at the Multiverse Hair Salon by Amy Marr. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that one, but I thought you would probably, one of you would say it.
And then for Male Female Matching, Soul Searching by Lila Sage. What You Gonna Do by Avery Flynn. Go Hex Yourself by Jessica Clare. Queer, The Most Unusual Haunting by Edgar Lovejoy by Roan Parrish has some of the similar cozy town vibes.
Nadia El Fassi, her best hex ever, and Love at First Fright, like those have those cozier vibes. And yeah.
And then it's not paranormal, but it's sapphic, Lainey Hatcher cozy town vibes. And Heather sent it to me. It was Sweater Weather by Shannon O'Connor. It's adorable. The cover is plus size rep.
Oh, that's so pretty. Cute. I like that.
Isn't that cute with the apples on the front? Mm-hmm. Opposites Attract. It was quick, easy read also. Okay. That's what I have for book recs. I'm so glad you guys liked this. It's always really a risk, good. Right? Yeah. When you're doing a book you love and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be wild, you guys. I've been listening to the audiobook.
Oh, do you like it?
I had eyeball read this.
Oh, that's right. You did eyeball read
it. I did eyeball read this, but I've been listening to the audiobook.
I bought the audio for it.
Oh, I need to listen to the audio.
It's going to be a wild ride, guys. Okay, where are we at?
I don't know. I don't have the doc.
I don't know. We're here. It's fine.
We'll be back Sunday.
We'll be back Sunday, 9 p.m. right here on the YouTube. We are talking about the concept of cozy, spooky reads. So we're going to dive more into witchy romances and help your holiday Halloween TBR for the week. Probably should do these at the beginning of October when everybody's like jonesing for the books. But it's
we had a plan.
They
went to shit.
Do we ever really have plans?
We always have plans.
That was today.
Always change.
Today I was making Zooms for the upcoming episodes. I got the numbering all wrong and then I had to fix it.
Oh, I wondered why there were like Zooms and then there were canceled Zooms.
Yeah, because I had to like change numbers because, you know, I'm a little extra.
You can just edit them, right?
Well, but if I edit them in Zoom, they then sync to my calendar and it changes it, and either it cancels it and sends you the new invite because it's linked into the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fine, Leah. You got the Zooms. They're all there.
I mean, I always have the Zooms, even if I don't get an invite.
I shared my calendar with other people now, too.
This is true.
She does.
Okay, so like I said, we'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. right here on the YouTube. I think we have Silent Book Club Friday night. So if I didn't send that out, I will in the morning because I'm not sure if I remember to send it out.
I don't
have my calendar up.
Scheduled.
Anyway, Friday night, Silent Book Club. And then next week, we are diving into Fan Service by Rosie Doran.
Dannon or Danon. Yeah, D-A-N-A-N.
Dannon. Probably Dannon.
Who knows?
We should ask for phonetic pronunciation.
Maybe.
Check the audio.
I got the audio out of the library. That's where I got my audio. was
Have to, I think
legit.
it's in the 2-for-1 Audible credit sale right now too. I think that's where I got mine.
Oh,
Oh.
nice. Nice,
Because I had
nice.
a credit and I was like, what am I gonna get? And then I was like, it had the 2-for-1. I was like,
Okay. So thank you everybody for hanging out. Thank you for reading and loving Cursed in Cold Brew. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.